Vermont has a lot of state symbols, 23 in all. You can probably guess some of them. The sugar maple is the state tree, while the apple is the state fruit. Then there are some odd ones. We have a state soil and two state fossils, but there isn't a single fungus among them. One state representative is trying to change that, with some outside help. Vermont Public's Corey Doxer reports.
On a recent March day, the State House had some extra visitors, and they're a little younger than your typical lobbyist. Six students, ranging from first to eighth grade, file one by one into the House Committee on Agriculture. They're here in support of a bill that would designate a state mushroom in Vermont.
I'm going to be talking and George is going to be doing the slides. He doesn't really want to talk.
Second graders Charles and George Pelton from Windham Elementary School are the first to testify.
We think the bear's head tooth mushroom should be the state mushroom because
it can be used as medicine. It can be found locally. It is in the mushroom family Harrisium americanum, which means hedgehog of the America.
The bear's head tooth grows on trees where its fruiting body, that's the part of the mushroom you see, is all white and covered in clusters of downward-facing teeth. Or as Compass School 7th grader Zinth Holder puts it,
just one unique mushroom that also looks like waterfalls or frozen icicles you'll find on the highway rocks when you're driving around through Vermont.
This testimony is the end of a process which began last year. Representative Michelle Boslin is a Democrat who represents Rockingham, Westminster, and Brookline.
I was a teacher before I was a legislator, and I taught social studies, including how a bill becomes a law. I taught at Okemo Mountain School for 6 years, 7 years. And after I became a legislator, I still wanted to go into the classroom and work with students.
For the last couple of years, she's been teaching students about the legislative process by having them choose a hypothetical state ice cream for Vermont. Spoiler, the maple creamy almost always wins. But last fall, she switched things up a little. She wanted to make her lesson tangible and have the students vote on a real symbol. As for why it's a mushroom, well,
I love mushrooms. I take pictures of them. I cultivate them. I'm a forager. I cook mushrooms that I forage. And so the first thing that came to mind was, does Vermont have a state mushroom? And I looked it up and we didn't. So I was like, okay, that's it.
She presented a series of mushroom possibilities to two classes, and the bear's head tooth emerged triumphant in both. From there, she took it to the legislature. Back at the State House, students continued laying out their case for the bear's head tooth. Here's Windham Elementary 5th grader Lydia Dutton, Compass School 7th grader Nicholas Dupree, and Compass School 8th grader Mustafa Tucker.
It is native to Vermont and only found in the Northeast U.S. It grows on trees and Vermont has a lot of trees.
Although this mushroom looks similar to some others, none in this group are toxic if you mistake them with each other.
Bear's head tooth mushroom is one of the few mushrooms that can be cultivated and also found naturally in the woods, which is very, very interesting.
The committee was receptive and voted the bill out the next day. The House passed it this week. The Senate will take it up next. If it gets signed into law, you won't have to head into the woods to look for the bear's head tooth anymore. You'll be able to find the mushroom in Vermont statute alongside the other state symbols. For Vermont Public, I'm Corey Doxer.